Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TanTalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Meese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody come see it. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming. I'm Dawn Reese. Welcome to Hollywood Connections, and this is your connection into show business. And I'm so excited about today's show. I want to thank Patsy Joy on Paper. We are collaborating, and we have an amazing award-winning author. And I'm just sitting here for a pre-show going, wow, listening about his life and how he started to write a book. And let's just get into this interview. And thank you, Patsy, and I look forward to seeing you on Friday. So let me introduce Philip Vega.
Hello. Hi, Dawn.
Hi. I see you have three amazing award-winning books. And your story, it just impels me to tell everybody, you know, you don't have to just sit home and say, I wish I could write a book.
No, not at all. It's, it you know, my story, probably a little, well, I don't know if it's a little bit different than anybody else's, but no, it, you know, sometimes it'll come to you the way it came to me, and almost, you know, almost like a vision or a vision quest, and you sit down and you start writing, and before you know it, 6 weeks and 800, you know, pages later, you're done with your first manuscript. So no, it can happen.
Well, I have to tell everybody, I was at the International Christian Film Festival this last week, and I had a table up there, and I had two other people with me, and one was another author, and one was a TV series. And, you know, he got the funding for his TV series just by being up there.
Wow.
And, yes, yeah, so with all these film festivals, and I have all these major film directors watching us as well on Facebook and live streaming, and you never know what can happen. You know, this is an opportunity for you to maybe promote your book, why you'd like it to become a movie, and we're going to get into that right now.
Great.
And let's talk about your first book. When you started out, you said you opened your Apple iPad and you started to write.
I did. It was one of those things. First, let me just pause and say, Dawn Reese, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not only a fan of you personally, but I'm a fan of your program.
Thank you.
So I just want to thank you for inviting me, and also thanks to Patsy Gill,
yes,
for promoting my books on your program recently for the Joy on Paper. You know, now, starting out with Last Exit to Montauk, me writing the novel, it was just a lark. My wife and I came home from grocery shopping. My wife Jeanette, she came in, and you know, we put the groceries away. She went in for a nap because it was one of those rainy August Saturday afternoons in, you know, here in Florida. And so I sat down, and I blame two people for my writing career. I blame Tiger Woods, and I blame my friend Carol Lewis. I say Tiger Woods because I sat down with my iPad and visions started playing in my mind's eye. And I put the TV on and Tiger wasn't playing.
Wow.
And I thought, So I sat down, I opened up Word on my iPad, And I just started writing. What I was seeing in my mind's eye, I was playing like a YouTube video, this story arc.
So you were meant to be a writer. That was the plan here on Earth.
It must be, because I tell you what, it was never on the bucket list. It was never on the roadmap. It was just one of those things that occurred. Before I knew it, I was three chapters deep, and it just became a passion for me to finish before my 50th birthday. And you know, before I knew it, 6 weeks later, I was done writing the story.
Right.
Never knowing I was going to publish, never knowing I would you know, dive into the world of publishing. And
you have on this first book, Last Exit to Montauk, is 383 pages.
Yes.
That's amazing. Let me just read this. It says, a romance that begins in the heat of a Long Island summer bears two young souls, a new love, intimacy, and tragedy, highly recommended. You have a lot of testimonies in the back here from Lauren Keller, a bestseller and author. So you've had some people read the book and then give testimony. It's phenomenal. You can buy this book also in books, Barnes & Noble's, on Amazon, anywhere books are sold.
Anywhere books are sold in paperback and digital formats, you know, they're available, just or even on my website, philipvega.com, or The Word Verve, which is my publisher, available.
Well, I know Patsy and I are going to get together, and we are going to put some things together and start to help you sell books.
Wonderful.
And any of the authors that have been on. So we're going to do a page of that to help people, you know, because summertime is here. You want to go to the beach and read a good novel.
It is. And actually, so Last Exit to Montauk was actually the 2020, it won the 2020 Manhattan Book Award for YA fiction. So
congratulations. That is so exciting. So also, too, is what five things would you want my audience to know about you?
Well, that's a great question. So thanks for asking. First, you know, it's never too late to follow your passion or even discover what your passion is. You know, for me, I didn't know that I wanted to be a writer before I sat down and started writing. Before I knew it. As I was writing this novel, you know, Last Exit to Montauk, other ideas, other visions started occurring in my mind's eye, and since then, since 2015, I've developed over 30 manuscripts, and published three novels, and I'm working on my next one. So it's never too late to follow your passion. Mm-hmm. Never think, oh gosh, I'm too old, or I'm too young, or I don't know. You don't know until you follow it, and it might become a passion. You know, most of my novels are, they are based in the same universe,
mm-hmm.
but they're all standalone novels, so you can read them out of order. But I do put Easter eggs in each of my novels so that, you know, fans will, you know, they'll see the crossovers and the cameos, and so they'll. And some people have written me and said, oh, I noticed, you know, I noticed this person mentioned, I noticed that person mentioned. And that's important to me. Also, one of the things that I like to feature in all of my work is the white-collar Hispanic stereotype that we're not seeing in the media.
Mm-hmm.
There are characters in Last Exit to Montauk, for example, that Patsy talked about when she was a guest on your program, like Ma. Ma is a renowned pediatric surgeon, highly educated, well-known in her industry. There are characters in Searching for Sarah, which is my latest novel, that won the Book Excellence Award for LGBTQ novel fiction, and you know, she's a high-powered attorney. You know, she's even been before the U.S. Supreme Court. So it's important to me to showcase white-collar Hispanics that they're represented, because I'm not seeing that today. I'm seeing more mm-hmm. of the migrant worker. When people think Hispanic, they think, you know, migrant worker, thug, gang member, you know, illegal border crossing, drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my reality. Mm-hmm. I grew up as an Hispanic in the U.S. You know, I grew up up in the Northeast. But I grew up in an upper middle class, you know, white collar existence. My mom was a physician. My dad worked for the U.S. government as for the Department of Justice. And so, you know, those were my existence. I have attorneys and physicians and business professionals in my family that I'm not seeing represented much in today's media. And so, you know, if I can help change that discussion and have people go, okay, you know what, there are other options and there are other stereotypes that are out there for mm-hmm. the Hispanics. If I can help change that conversation, that's a personal goal.
Well, you definitely are making a change in the world because you're getting, your name is out there. And we're, like I said, I'm excited to have you on the program today. And you know, I just want to read this, the back of this.
Please.
This was the lady that I just read that comment about was the sequel to My Cousin Vinny. And then you have another one from Cheryl Brashon, and she was from New York Times and U.S. Today, best-selling author mm-hmm. as well. And she says, raw, real deal, packed with heartfelt emotion. And you did, this is just amazing. And then it says, can I just read the back of this?
Please do.
Okay,
please,
so
please.
When he approaches her at the market and he has no idea the next 3 weeks of his life would change him forever. And that happens in real life.
That happens in real life.
That's right. In the late 1980s, summertime on the north shore of Long Island, the air stairs possibilities are often, you know, what he does during this time of the year. And as he begins, the romance begins, one Hispanic 17-year-old male on the verge of manhood and ready to conquer the world, and one beautiful and intelligent young woman named Bee. And it's much more than a romance. Bee will be forever become a part of this young man's soul. He will never forget. Get her. You know, this is a coming age of a story, a love story. And if you're looking for a very good book, this is called, tell everybody,
Last Exit to Montauk. It's Last Exit to Montauk.
That is fabulous. So, oh my gosh. So I know we have, I have more questions. So tell me about the, you know, this book.
So Last Exit to Montauk, the way I would describe it, it would be as an upper middle class Hispanic, you know, insecure young man. With commitment issues, he falls in love with an uber-intelligent Caucasian blonde classmate in an interracial coming-of-age tragic love story set on Long Island in the mid-'80s. So I would tell people, think Booksmart meets Romeo and Juliet or West Side Story.
Have you ever been to Long Island?
I grew up on Long Island.
I was going to say.
Yep, so I grew up on Long Island. So in this novel and in all my novels, locations are real. The stories are fake. So you will see locations like Port Jefferson. You'll see Stony Brook, which is central to all of my novels, the town of Stony Brook. You'll see the mall. You'll see different locations like the West Meadow Beach and some other beaches that are showcased in the novels.
What impresses me, you had told me that some of the people that, a lot of the people that read the book, they go to these locations from the book.
They do.
And they take pictures because they're visioning from the book where this took place. That's phenomenal. I've never really heard of a writer doing that my whole life.
It blew me away. I've had people go to, there are a few scenes in downtown Stony Brook by the Hercules statue. It's a well-known statue in Stony Brook, and people have gone there and held up the book like you are, and taken pictures and selfies and sent them to me.
Oh, that is phenomenal!
And you know, it totally blew me away the first time it happened, and ever since it's happened, people are doing it more and more. Just blow,
see,
it just blows
I've
me
never
away.
Honestly, I've they, never heard
they
about
tag
that.
Tag me. They're like, you know, Philip Vega. You know. On Facebook.
I know Patsy just highly speaks so much of you. She's so excited and with your books. Now, you want to see these books turn into a movie, correct?
I would love to see them. You know, there's so much available, yeah, whether it be the silver screen or whether it be, some sort of digital format, right? I mean, there's YouTube, there's Prime, there's Netflix, there's Hulu. There are so many platforms out there. I would love to see these transformed to some sort of digital platform.
Media. What book, before we go into the next question, sure. That you are interested in getting to be the first movie, would you say, that you can kind of visualize, would be this book?
Absolutely.
Okay, this first book.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I can definitely envision Last Exit to Montauk, getting adapted as a screen. You know, I have a screenplay written, but brought to the screen. There are rich characters within the novel. You could have Latinos. There are up and coming Latinos I can see playing the male lead, like a Diego Tinco from On the Block or Teen Wolf. B, who you mentioned earlier, she's the female protagonist. Think of a young Blake Lively or a Lily Reinhart type. And then there are, Ma, who is an important character. Think of Selma Hayek or Sofia Vergara type, strong Latina. Again, a pediatric surgeon with a bit of a potty mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But, So these are rich characters.
I have an idea for you while I'm sitting here. Ideas pop through. And there's something called Women in Film.
Okay.
And they're always looking for VIP guests. And there's producers that watch all the time. And Bobby Hill Casting, I'm going to hook you up with her.
Terrific.
And maybe you can be a guest on her Zoom. I know we're waiting for the live events to happen. And you said we have a phone call? I don't know. Can you? Because this.
Yeah, we have Janet on the line. And she wanted to ask a quick question to you.
Do you know Janet?
Hello?
I might.
Hi, Janet. You're live on the air.
Hey. Oh, I just heard you mention, Dawn, the woman thing. And that was my question. Phil, I noticed that in your book, you have such, definitely you're changing the narrative in terms of what the Hispanic family looks like. But you're also writing about these immensely strong female characters. I mean, there are many of them in all of your books. Where do you draw that from? I know your mother was one influence, you said. Anyone else?
Absolutely.
You must be surrounded by them. So it's
not only is it important for me to help change the narrative for the strong Hispanic, positive role models, white collar Hispanics, but it's also important for me that women are portrayed as strong central characters, strong alpha characters. I draw inspiration from people like my mother, people like my wife. My wife Jeanette and I have been together for a little over 30 years now. I have others who influence
Congratulations.
Me.
That's amazing. I always have to ask you and stop you real quick.
Sure.
What makes a successful marriage and working partnership in, being in as an author and now an award-winning author with a beautiful wife?
Well, I tell you, it's a lot of give and take. And it's knowing when not to argue about the stupid things, right?
It's
knowing just to say, you know what, I'm not going to argue about that. Let's we can argue about the important things, right? If there's something important, but it's just let the silly things go. And I got to tell you, Dawn and Janet, my wife Jeanette, an absolute blessing. She raised
That's so awesome.
Four boys.
Bless her. I had three, so I get
well,
it.
Well, so she knows. She's the rock that holds. She's the glue that holds our family together, and she's a complete and utter blessing.
Well, what would you like to say? I know we have about 7 minutes left, but what would you like to tell your wife on the air?
Beloved, I love you. I'm blessed by you, and you mean the world to me. And I couldn't be here today without you.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. I just love that. So, anyways, Dan, do you have another question for Philip?
No, that's all. It's just a great interview. I'm glad to see his books getting out there. Hopefully a movie.
You never know. Where I'm involved in so many film festivals. The next lady that's here was one of our volunteers at the film festival.
Wonderful.
And she's a Christian comic coming in. But, I will tell you, it's getting out there and getting people's face. And you have to find out who they are, what they do, and you have to tell them what you do and what you're looking for.
Absolutely. And Janet, if you're interested in the rest of my books, I highly recommend going to thewordverve.com. They are great publishing house. You can also go to Amazon and wherever books are sold, but thewordverve.com is an exceptional publishing house.
That's super exciting. Thank you, Janet. I got to get back to my interview because I want to know more.
I do. You're doing great. Y'all have a good time.
Thank you, Janet.
Thanks
Janet, where were you calling in from?
From Georgia.
Wow.
I'm actually from the Tarpon Springs area, though.
Nice. Nice. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying the show.
Yeah,
and thank you so much.
I'm here with you.
Very cool. Thank you, Janet.
Terrific.
From Georgia.
Thanks, Janet from Georgia.
So the next book intrigues me because it says The Captain and the Queen. Of
yes.
course, it's on my counter. And my husband says, honey, you know that I'm a sea captain and I'm a captain with my passport and everything. And we got our sailboat charter. And he said, you just want a title from, for the Mrs. Tropical from Ellen Patrick. He goes, is that book about us? And I said, no, but it looks like it could be.
Well, it certainly could be. Well, the Captain and the Queen. Similar to Last Exit to Montauk, it is a coming-of-age love story set in the Stony Brook universe on Long Island in the mid-80s. Like Last Exit, it's told from the male's point of view. Now, this is a love story between a Hispanic young man who falls in love with the beautiful, intelligent daughter of a Greek tycoon. So think, what would it be like if, say, an upper-middle-class Hispanic boy back in the 80s fell in love with, say, an Ivanka Trump type? And how would that impact her world, and what would that look like in reality? So that tells that story, and there's some comedic twists and turns with those characters.
Very cool. And give everybody your website. I know parents are picking up their kids from school, where, you know, driving in traffic, and I'm so glad you tuned in. And just a real quick note, if anybody is, you know, you want to learn about this and you want to learn more, give your website one more time.
Sure. It is philipvega.com. That's philipvega.com.
That's right. And also, if you'd like to send a question where, you know, you'd like to get in touch with him, book him for an event,
you could reach out to me on my website. I'm also available on you know, Facebook and Twitter at author Phil Vega. So ampersand author Phil Vega on Twitter, Facebook, or just ping me at my website, philipvega.com.
Yes, we're going to have him back, because I'd like you all to buy this book, and then I would like your comments back on the book, and you'll be back as my guest as well. And we'll do that very shortly here, and as soon as I get through all the books, and we're going to have a little collaboration of, you know, which one. I know that this is a book that you'd like to be for movies and commercial, I mean movies, feature film.
I would love to all three. I think all three would adapt well, because all three are just terrifically, you know, wonderful stories, and not just my opinion, you know, they're award-winning. So
what I'd like to also offer you for your time coming here, I'd like to offer you, I said a commercial, that was on my mind, I'd like to have you cut a 30-second spot for me.
I would love to cut
a 60-second spot for me.
I can
run that, and then what I'll do is, during my show, we'll run the 60-second spot and help you sell these books as well.
Thank you so much, Dawn.
All right. So if you can stay after for a little bit, maybe Bobby can cut it for you. You can do it today.
Absolutely. Would love to. Thank you so much.
No, we're not done yet. So we have another book called Searching for Sarah.
Yes, Searching for Sarah. That just came out in December of 2020. That is a book that won the Book Excellence Award for 2021 LGBTQ fiction. So that's a fiction mystery romance. It's, again, set in the same universe. This one tells the story of a brother who searches for the love of his sister's life. So it's a discovery piece. It's set in today's world. It does go back in time through journal readings, but it's the story of a brother's search for his older sister's soulmate. His older sister passes away, and she leaves one last instruction for him. You know, I want you to work on my funeral arrangements out of the box with Sarah. The challenge is, he doesn't know who Sarah is.
All these three books can be made into a movie. And that's what, you know, I noticed over the weekend. People had tables there. And Philip, they were selling their books, but they were also networking with major film directors and trying to cut deals. And the people that I interviewed, they were like, I said, what are you doing here? They wrote their own book. And they said, I'm looking to get a movie deal. I want to sell this as a movie. And, you know, people don't realize getting out in these film festivals make that happen. Before we go, Philip, I know it goes so fast. What's next for Philip Vega?
Well, what's next is I'll certainly be attending the Gasparilla Film Festival.
Yes.
In June. So I hope to see you there. And I'll, you know, continue to promote my books. And I've got my next book coming out in the fall. So stay tuned.
Yes, and we will be actually, you can see this live on Tantalk Radio Network on YouTube if you're driving. Remember, go to sunkissedcharters.com if you have any questions for any of my guests, or you'd like to meet him in person. We can do something as that as well.
That's wonderful.
And he would sign a book for you in person.
Absolutely.
And we'll make sure that happens. And also, I want to thank our amazing engineer today. Bobby is here.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Yes, Patsy, thank you so much. We love you, and I will see you on Friday. Philip, it's been a pleasure. Give your website one more time.
Sure, it is philipvega.com. It's philipvega.com, philipvega.com.
And I hope that you all get this book. And, you know, well, let's do another show. And then you call back and you tell me what you thought of the book. Let's do a book review on you.
That sounds wonderful. I look forward to it. And Dawn, thank you again so much. And Patsy Gill, I love you. And my wife, Jeanette, I love you.
Uh-huh. That what a beautiful ending to a beautiful day, from a very handsome man to giving his, you know, from his heart to his wife. And that's what it's all about. It's, you know, that's the treasure of your heart. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll be right back. We're going to put some Hollywood intro music on with an amazing Christian comic from the International Christian Film Festival. And we're going to learn more about her. And then stay tuned. We also have a big model event coming up. It's a New York Fashion Week in Orlando. We're looking for models. And that woman is going to call in at the end of the show. I'll be right back. Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. Okay.
a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Rees on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillison. You're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Mies, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Rees's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Rees on Hollywood Connection.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Rees.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Rees. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Rees Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Rees. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
One.
Yes, and we're back. Hollywood Connections, and I want to thank again Patsy for our first half hour show, Philip Vega, and you need to buy his book. We're going to do a book review next month, and then we'll have you call in and talk about the book and have Philip back. So I have an amazing lady. I was checking into media with the International Christian Film Festival, and so you were a volunteer there.
I was.
Wow. So you were there all week.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Tell everybody your name.
Okay. Hey, everybody. I'm Deanna Lane, and I got the pleasure of meeting this incredible woman at the International Christian Film Festival. And honestly, Dawn, I didn't know the event was going to happen until just over 24 hours before
wow.
It was actually going to happen.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So that I'm here is an absolute miracle.
And tell everybody what you do.
So I'm a stand-up comic. I'm also a speaker, and I do many things, but musical comedy, that's like my jam. That's my happy spot.
I love comedy. I went to comedy school after my divorce with Pauly Shore's sister.
Yes.
I did. And so I said, forget therapy, and I went to comedy school. And
That's what we do. See?
I know. It was better than therapy. So any of you going through a divorce, I pray to God you're not. But I'm married to a wonderful man now, and we have a sailboat charter company called Sunkiss Charter. Charters.com. Check it out.
Sunkisscharters.com.
So tell us, when did you start out in comedy?
Gosh, it was only, my anniversary is technically December. This December will be 2 years. So
okay.
A year and a half. I've been really working on the craft, taking courses online, because in 2020, that's what you did. You
right.
got better at your craft. So.
Right. I agree. My husband painted. It was so funny. You know, during this last year,
yeah.
long story short, we had some extra paint, and he's doing 80 houses down south. And so, of course, he's in the house for about, you know, 3 weeks, and I'm like, oh, boy, this is going to be fun. And we're, you know, you're stuck in the house. Like, what are we going to do? I bought the Wii thing for the patio,
yeah.
and it was the Wii bowling, so I was all set up with all my exercise equipment and stuff like that. Long story short, I'm looking at the paint. I'm like, honey, what color is that? And he's like, mint green. I'm like, oh, well, maybe you should paint the house. It kept him busy.
That was like a honey do that maybe should have been a honey don't. It depends. How did the paint job come out? Has he
Fabulous.
Painted a house?
Actually, he is a professional painter, so he
oh
paints
my gosh.
His houses. Yeah. So I kept him busy. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And then, so you have a ukulele?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, here's a little lesson. I have been taking one of the master classes online, and it's actually pronounced ukulele.
Ukulele.
Isn't that fun?
It's like Hawaiian. Like, I have my Hawaiian outfit on.
It makes me sound so much more extravagant than I actually am.
Well, how long have you been doing comedy?
So I got introduced to this idea of comedy back in 2011 with Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ.
I heard about that. Is that still going on?
It's not. So
I know.
This event at the International Christian Film Festival is happening is such a gift to the body of Christ and to anyone who does clean projects who are looking for that kind of connection with creative people. So it's
right.
really a gift.
You know, there was a company I worked for, Model Productions, and then other, I worked for all the modeling schools and what it taught me over the years. But I will tell you, that company that you had worked with, they are amazing. And, you know,
yes.
that somebody needs to revive something like that for the Christian world, for a talent search or something, because they have different categories.
Absolutely. They have short film, feature film, they had music. We heard people that have written songs, their original material on platforms that have opportunities to also mm-hmm. Audition in front of casting directors. So it is such a vital community right now, especially with comedy. So next year, we're hoping to have a platform for comedy at this festival.
Wonderful. They need you. I know. I want to thank Christy Boyles because she was one of the volunteers. She worked
yes.
so hard.
Yes.
I've never seen anybody work that hard at a festival. I know, but she was like running everything and telling people where to go and getting them to the rooms. And so we just want to thank her from our heart because, you know, I don't know if she got noticed enough, but we want to thank her as well because she
Absolutely.
Worked very hard on that. And
stellar
so,
human being, amazing
yes.
Christian lady.
Yes. And so anyways, I'm excited to hear some of your comedy. We're live and people are driving. They're like, I want to hear the ukulele.
Oh. Oh, well, let's get started. Okay, so
All right.
you already know that 2020 was such a tough year, and I personally know that it was tough because I was locked in my house with my family.
How many in your family?
Okay. I can't answer that
Oh.
question.
A handful.
You know, because it might just be my husband and I.
Oh, gotcha.
No, I have a teenage son. Oh, he's such a trooper, though. But honestly, I love my family so much. And I'm thinking, gosh, you know, as much as we love our families, sometimes you just want to, you know, in the middle of the night, just... And nothing major, just something, just a little. And so I thought... But the Bible does not support murder. It doesn't. It
you know
doesn't
what I do at 3
murder.
In the morning? You know what I do at 3 in the morning? I get up and I
do
guess.
Do I want to know what you do at 3 in the morning?
I take my holy oil or my water and I pray over my husband. I do. I just, the other day, he was almost in a car accident.
Oh,
80
my
miles
gosh.
An hour down the road. And he said, I could have gotten killed. And I said, well, thank God I woke up at 3 in the morning and prayed over you.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to pay attention to those things.
Exactly.
Okay, but I wasn't praying over him. I was really just wanting that moment of like, you know? And so I thought, well, the Bible does talk plenty about death. And so I was singing this little song, please pay attention as you're driving in your cars. Pay attention to the road in front of you. I want you to laugh, but no car wrecks, okay, people? No
right,
car.
Right. And pray over your husbands and wives at night.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. You know, my husband, I should say, he's still alive and well. He has a pulse. So I haven't done anything yet. He's such a phenomenal man, though.
Oh, how long have you been married?
10 years.
10 years. That's a good number.
I love those double digits, sister. I love them. It justifies all the lines in my eyes.
Right.
You know, and the laugh lines, because he really is such a stellar human being.
Oh,
I'm
my
so
gosh.
Blessed. Well, I don't want to kill him. All right. Here we go,
everybody.
Moses went to Egypt to deliver all his folks. He spoke to the Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." They started on a big old trip, stranded by the water. Pharaoh's army followed them. They should have never bothered. Now they're all dead, dead, dead. They're all dead. They ain't breathing anymore. Ain't no thoughts roaming through their heads, 'cause they're all dead.
And she sings. We'll get that ready. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
Daniel was a brilliant man. The king called him by name. These other dudes got mad at him and tried to bring him shame. They blackmailed him and had him thrown in a den with lions. Their plan backfired and soon they'd be pushing up dandelions. Ain't no thoughts roaming through their heads, 'cause they're all. Are you ready for this?
I'm listening.
Wow.
Okay, that's a hand clap, Bobby. We got a hand clap. There we go. There's the audience hand clap for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So, do you have an agent for TV and film?
No. I'm not kidding. I have a website and...
What's your website?
It's www.deannealane.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And all social links are on the website, and you can reach me through the website. I don't have any videos posted yet.
Well, you will after this.
Oh, my gosh. This has been so much fun, you guys.
So do you do stand-up comedy clubs?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of the comedy that I do is really inspired by the Word of God. And in this day and age, to be able to share comedy and to bring freedom, because mm-hmm. we know that the Bible is living, breathing. It's not just a book. And so mm-hmm. when I go into these comedy clubs, I want to give a shout out to Beaumont. Their open mic night is amazing in Orlando, downtown Orlando.
Awesome.
And some other places that are doing open mic nights all over Orlando. Thank you for opening your doors.
Yes.
So I'm taking the gospel through comedy into these places.
Oh, that's amazing. I need to hook you up with Tony with the National Comedy Hall of Fame. Do we have that commercial? We can play that at the end.
If you look for it.
But I bet Tony, and he has managed everybody. It's over there off of Highway 19 towards Newport Richey. He may be moving closer, which would be awesome. So hi, Tony, if you're listening.
Hi, Tony. Hey.
I know he's talking about Chevy Chase coming in, some really amazing people. And so anyways, I need to get you over there and you can introduce yourself. And So National Comedy Hall of Fame, and it's an amazing museum. Let's play that commercial. We'll be right back.
The National Comedy Hall of Fame Museum is now open in Tampa Bay. Information on the museum can be found at nchof.com. The museum just announced the induction class of 2020, which includes legends such as Joan Rivers, Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, Dan Aykroyd, and John Cleese. Also on site, there are live comedy classes and stand-up comedy. Information on the comedy classes can be found at hofcomedyschool.com, and the live shows are posted at comedyhof.com. Come out and see us.
And we're back. So we are sitting here chatting, you know, so as a comic, and I've heard this because I went to Polly Shore's sister, and she had passed away, but she was an amazing comic coach. I went to the Improv to learn comedy as well. I love comics. If you're a comic, we do want you on the show. But you know what's funny is when you're married, I heard this other comic look at her husband, and they had some argument or did something, and she goes, oh, keep going. I'm going to use this material on stage.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. In fact, I use that with my child. Because he's such a shy guy,
right.
And I love it. He's such a unique human being. And so I say to him, do you really want this conversation to continue? Do you really? Because you know where it's going to end up. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, here's the funny thing. Okay, I have to update everybody on my Weight Watchers success. I've lost 6 pounds in the last week.
That's amazing.
I got the app, but how this all started, because this is why I said it's going to keep going and going. And my husband's probably driving home from work going, oh, here she goes again. Okay, tell her just a few seconds. And so I had 2 mozzarella sticks from Fridays in the box. I had it in the table. Now, he didn't know I joined Weight Watchers. On the app, which I totally love. Oh my God. The last week's show on Tan Talk Radio, you've got to watch it. It's so motivating. And it's a point system. And I'm going through Target. Like, at first, I was putting everything in manually. And now I'm like scanning everything. And I'm like, oh, I can have these 2 waffles for the 4 points instead of 18 points. It's working for me. So I have to tell. But, anyways, it all started with 2 mozzarella sticks. And he thought, you're like, that is going to stop your diet. And I'm like, okay. From that point on, I said, you're going to regret this for your lifetime.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're good now. But the funny thing is, it's still going. The mozzarella stick story is still going and going.
That's astronomical.
But it also motivated me now. So
yeah,
he put some fire under, you know.
Right, because now there's accountability. What do you mean? I'm like, I just had a chicken sandwich with no pickles, and I have to live for this for the rest of my, I'm offended.
That's so funny. So you're performing someplace pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
Yes, tell us about that, where it's going to be.
So this Friday night, I think, is that the 28th? This Friday night? Mr.
Weekend.
Man in the Mic Room.
Yes.
Yeah,
it is.
That'd be correct.
Thank you so much, darling.
That's Bobby.
Okay, Bobby is such a cutie.
Isn't he?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this Friday night at Coconuts Comedy Club in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay.
Leslie Norris Townsend is going to be the headliner, and she's inviting other friends. I met her last summer at the Clean Comedy Challenge, which she is the originator. She's like the mama of that whole project.
Wow.
And
how much are tickets?
She invited me. They're either 20 or 25. But listen, okay. The occupancy, because of how things still are, 60 people are allowed in the club. So if there are tickets available, snatch them up because they are going fast.
Okay.
And so
maybe I can talk.
Yeah, that's this Friday.
Maybe I can talk to the owner and do a commercial trade or something. I don't know. We'll figure that out.
So I'll be doing 10 minutes this coming Friday night.
Very cool.
And then there will be some other friends joining into the show on her Saturday because she's going to be there all weekend. But I'm just going to be there on Friday night.
I love your personality. You're so outgoing. You're definitely a comic. Did you ever go to comedy school? Or how did you learn about comedy?
Well, again, AMTC really encouraged me to say, hey, you should consider this. And then, you know what? Life happens. So I did nothing with it for like 7 years.
Wow.
And it wasn't until I was in a car accident almost 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
where the Lord just spoke into my life and said, I want you to write and I want you to build relationships. And so I thought he meant writing music because I love writing praise and worship music.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And doing, being a part of praise and worship is...
And you, since you sing, do you have any MP3s on yourself?
Are you kidding, woman? This is all very new to me. So,
wow, it's a blessing that we got to meet each other. Now we're good friends.
Right?
We're going to be best friends.
I know. Look out for the blonde. And what is this nice and easy color? I call it coffee table.
It's beautiful.
Because it's mahogany.
She is a beautiful lady and just so funny. And we can't wait to see her even more. We're going to have to invite you back more often.
Hey, I'm game. We live right up the street.
Maybe we could do a comedy show together.
Interview
comics.
Sister.
I think we could do that. I have an idea after the show on Run By You.
Okay, so I gotta say this.
Yes.
One thing that was not planned that came from all of this happened last October. I was having a tough day. You know what? I got this really weird part in my bangs. It's driving me bananas right now. I was having a tough day, and a new car wash had just opened up a block away from where we live. And I thought, I'm just going to go get a car wash. And so I'm going through this car wash, and the bubbles are colorful. The scent is awesome. There's like cool, almost disco lighting going on above. And I thought, wow, my demeanor was changing as I was going through. And I was like, you know what? I'm not having a bad day. I'm just having a tough moment.
Right.
And so I didn't know that it was going to turn into Mod Wash. That's the name of the car wash I went through. Mod Wash Moments with Deanna Lane. It's an actual Facebook page.
Oh.
And I have a comedy car wash show, and I have guest stars on there, and you know I'm going to hit.
Oh, you could do a comedy car. You could actually get in the car wash.
Yes.
And you could, you mean drive through it?
Yeah. So we go through the car wash.
Doing a comedy.
We do, I do everything. We sing Christmas carols. We play games. I interview. It's a whole mix, and it's really, really meant to bring joy in the simplest thing. So
and
I
you're
have
doing
guest
that.
Stars in going through with me in the car wash. And I've had teenagers, I've had whole families, I've had one person at a time.
Okay,
and so
this song is for you. We're going to be with our next guest in just a second. Keep it up. Yeah, turn it up a little bit. Yeah. Okay, let me tell you my car wash story the other day.
Baby.
All right, here's my car wash story.
Bring it on.
We have a real comic, and we have a comic that didn't graduate from comedy school. That's me. But anyways, I'm at the car wash, and I'm going through, and I see this guy that, you know, I'm, you know, walking by, and I'm like, okay, what? Can you hear me? Okay. What? Oh, I want to talk. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if you were telling me.
No. That's good. So anyway. And there's like 12 people sitting there. Nobody has masks on, right? And I have some guy that walks in and shouts out, and he goes, I hope everybody had their shot because you're all sitting here with no mask. And I'm sitting there going, ooh, ooh, at the car wash.
I am feeling this jam, baby. What is happening right now?
It's a car wash comedy. Here we go. At the car wash.
Oh, she's bringing the heat, folks. At the car wash, man.
There we go.
So you have to go to the Facebook page, Mod Wash Moments with Deanne Elaine. Like it. Please like it. Subscribe it. I'm going to have some amazing guests on coming up.
Awesome.
From the International Christian Film Festival. They're going to be on the show. And I'd love to have you on the show. So if you live in the Orlando area, give me a shout out.
So do you live in this area?
I live in Orlando.
You drove all the way from Orlando?
Are you kidding?
No.
We're talking about the amazing Don Reese show. Of course I'm going to drive from Orlando
you.
Here.
Well, if you ever want a show here, we're going to talk about it. You can have your own comedy special. Let's go to our VIP guest. We have a few minutes, and we have Pam. Pam is going to talk about something very exciting happening in Orlando, like a New York Fashion Week. She is exploding in the fashion world, and she's a good friend of mine. Pam, are you there?
Hey, Donna, how are you? Boy, that was interesting, the car wash and smelling bubbles. I was like, okay.
Okay, so Pam, tell us what's happened in Orlando in July and what you're looking for.
Interesting. I got to tell you something. We are actually coming down. I'm the producer of New York Fashion Week High Tech Moda.
Right.
Actually, I'm not going to New York. I am coming to Orlando. It is branded High Tech Moda NY South, and we are coming down to bring showcase the wonderful Orlando, Miami, Tampa. What we were looking at is, like, why does Miami, why are they the only place where there's things really heating up and fashion and things like that? And we're like, well, it's time to go ahead and bring it over to the West Coast into Orlando, because Orlando is amazing. You have more international international guests than even my
Yes.
So we're coming down, and we are going to have a fashion show July 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. We have local designers. We do have designers coming in from New York that are following us. They're coming in from Michigan. Everybody's getting down there. We're going to go. We're at the Hilton Orlando, which is a wonderful resort. We're going to have fashion. We're going to have, we're launching something that's called a masterclass, Moda Model Masterclass. And that's for the people who everybody knows, even you're comedian and you know, your talk coach shows, you have to have grooming, some level of grooming to go to the next level.
Like, are you doing a panel? Like a panel of experts?
Yes, yes. We have, they're called masters. We have masters coming down. We have Catherine Schuler coming down from New York City.
Mark DeFane, I heard. Amazing. TikTok.
Oh, Mark. Yes, Mark's coming. We call him 007 because he always has his aviators on. He's one of our designers. Mark is a great guy. We also have Eugene Manning, who's a published fashion photographer, coming down, taking photographs of the models. We have, it's within the master class. We're teaching them runway walk and things of that nature. So we're mentoring and creating the next generation of supermodels.
Wow. Oh, I have a minute, but we're going to have you call in every week and talk about it. But give everybody your website and what ages, because I have to end with a quick thing with upcoming shows.
Every age.
Yes.
www.hitechmoda.com. That's HITECHMODA.com. HitechModa.com.
And you're looking for models, what ages and their height?
All ages, looking for designers also. Excuse me, one thing, we are launching Orlando Swim Week. We are going to bring everyone from Miami over to Orlando, everyone from Tampa to Orlando. Orlando, here we come.
There we go. Pam, you're going to call in and give us updates on everything as well, and we'll put that link on our website. If you have any questions about that and you're driving, go to sunkisscharters.com, send me an email, and I'll send you Pam's link. Pam, thank you so much for calling in, and I can't wait to see you in July.
Nice talking to you, lady.
Thank you. Wonderful lady, and she's been at the Miss Universe pageants, and she's been all over traveling and making this work in New York as well. I want to thank DavidHefner.com. David Hefner was at the International Christian Film Festival. He was up for an award. He came over and said, Dawn, I want you on my network. I want to be calling in. So he is an evangelist investigator, and we're going to play some of his audio next week, and then I'm going to go on his cable and Roku channel. So we're very excited. There's been a lot of major connections with everybody. Remember, give God all the glory and honor. Make things happen. And I want to bring you back if you're, you know, when you come back, and just, I didn't know how far you were driving. I would have had you co-host. So we'll do a co-host hour together.
Oh, bring it on, sister.
That would be fun.
We're going to have so much fun.
Let's do that. Let's book some comics to come in to the studio with us.
Cool.
And you can help interview. How's that?
I'm all for it.
Very cool. And then here we are, because I know that's a drive. I did that for 3 days back and forth, so I get it.
You are an amazing woman. We all know this.
Aw, and I want to thank Marty Jean for the opportunity. And it's kind of big. You still can use, I've been nominated for the best talk show host and best talk show.
Yes.
And for a lifetime, so I've got that. Bobby, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Remember, go to
thanks, Bobby.
PhilipVega.com and get his book, and we're going to do a book review next month. I'm Dawn Rees. See you next week.
Shalom.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen by Rock.